From Capybara Media, this is You're Gonna Be Great, the self-care podcast that supports you through life's ups and downs with real mental health and wellness conversations delivered via pop culture. Here's your host, M. Elizabeth Evans.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of You're Gonna Be Great. Today, I'm here with my friend, Chyna Johnston, to talk about books, gowns, and crowns.
Hello.
Hello. Thank you for coming. I'm so excited to learn more about this because you always show me the most amazing pictures and you have the greatest outfits.
Thank you.
Yeah. And you have the best stories from it. So can you explain a little bit about what it is, where it was, just like give a brief overview for folks who maybe haven't heard of it?
Totally. So this one was Books, Gowns, and Crowns, Chapter 2. Mm-hmm. So it was in Tampa, Florida. The previous one was Chapter 1, first time that they ever did it, and that one is in Portland, Oregon, and I went to both of them.
Okay, so last year was the very first time they've ever done it.
Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. Cool. And then, okay, and then you said that they're doing another one, right?
Yep, they're going to be doing Chapter 3 in Seattle next year in the fall. I can't remember exactly when. I think maybe October.
Oh, fun. That's like, oh, it's October would be like the best time. It would really be so fun. Great.
Yeah.
Well, how did you find it?
TikTok. BookTok, yeah.
Yeah.
Just being on there pretty actively. I don't remember specifically, like, what, like, drew me to it. Mm-hmm. But I started seeing posts for it pretty regularly and started watching the lives. Just got pretty excited about it. And then Mark and I went to the first one. Didn't really know anyone there, but made some really good friends from that, and since then we're really excited to go back to the next. So went to the second one.
That's so fun. And it's like, I remember when you went last year, you made an amazing dress. And did you wear the same one this time? Did you make something else?
So I made the dress for the last one, and that one took me like 100 hours.
It,
like,
was so beautiful.
Not an exaggeration.
It was like black, you guys, so elegant. It was really
very
beautiful.
Very night court vibes.
Very night court vibes. Because were you technically Feyre last year, or just kind of night court in general?
I don't know if I've talked to you about this. Mm-hmm. I feel like I have. I've definitely talked to like my book club about it and mm-hmm. stuff. I have a problem with like putting myself as the main character.
Okay.
And so the first year, it was night court vibes, end of story. I didn't mm-hmm. really want to like identify myself as anyone specific. But this year I decided, you know, can I swear?
Yeah, of course.
I decided fuck that. And decided that Mark and I were gonna do like Feyre and Rhysand all the way.
I love it.
Did temporary tattoos and stuff. But this time I used the same dress, but I wanted to make it more impactful. Mm-hmm. 'Cause the first time I didn't feel like it kind of looked as grand as I had hoped it did. And so I had, for a different costume, made some really cool, like, plated, fitted armor.
Oh, that's amazing.
And so I ended up putting that over this dress and a big hoop skirt. So I had that dress with my plated armor, which was, like, Witcher sigils and stuff, so a little bit off-brand, but it worked. And then,
I mean, it's still very Feyre.
Still Feyre, yeah. Like, cool armor and stuff. And then that hoop skirt was really massive, and this time I actually got like a wig and contacts too, so I was walking around like light brown hair instead of like dark hair, and then blue eyes, so I wasn't very recognizable. A couple people,
yeah,
it was kind of cool because one of the last days we were there, we were sitting in the swimming pool, and I heard some girls like, oh my god, did you see that Feyre wearing that armor? That was so cool. And I was like, hey, that was me. And they're like, no, like the Feyre in armor. And I was like, no, that was me. And they're like, no, like, you know, blue eyes, lighter hair, like Feyre in armor. And I was like, no, like, that was me. I was in a wig.
In
like,
costume, y'all.
So people really did not actually recognize me at all.
Yeah, because Chyna has dark brown eyes, dark brown hair, and like a really pretty, like, fair olive skin tone. And so I probably would not be able to recognize her as well with blue eyes and light brown. Okay, so let's talk about the culture of it. Does everybody dress up? Does everybody go as like their favorite book characters? And like, for anybody who doesn't know, I'm just learning about it from Chyna. It's like it's authors, right? Like authors, book fans, book talkers. So it's
all of that? It's a big collection of a bunch of different things. Okay. So they did it a little bit differently this year than they did last year.
Okay.
This year they had a convention for 2 days. Sorry, hiccups. They had a convention for 2 days instead of just the one, and the convention was massive. There were like 80 vendors, I think.
Oh, wow.
The majority of them are authors. A lot of them are artists that do like book overlays, really pretty like A Court of Thorns and Roses sort of overlays and stuff.
Mike, like Madge Schofield, she was there?
Yep,
she was there. I love her stuff. She's so good.
She had a really fun, it was Sarah J. Maas, Guess Who? And I wanted to get it, but she had such a long line that I didn't pick it up this time. One of my friends did, though. Super fun. But yeah, artists, people making jewelry, themed, like there were like body pillows for different characters from the books.
That's amazing. Do they smell like the characters smell? Like, isn't Resound is like jasmine?
They have candles. I don't know if the body pillows smelled like that, but they sell candles that are themed like the characters do.
Amazing. So maybe I should give them feedback that they should add that, like scented pouches to stuff into your pillow.
I think that would be a good idea. Just like stuff it right by the face, so when you like nuzzle the face,
you're like, oh.
Yeah, no, so it's a really big mix. It's really fun. And they have panels. So some of the people that are attending are influencers. Some of them are musicians. Some are, you know, just book nerds. Kind of whatever combo. So they have a bunch of different panels that you can listen to. I listen to one on like self-publishing, and I listen to another one on like just writing fantasy in general. And they were both really interesting.
Oh, that's awesome.
They were really fun to listen to. So yeah, it's a really big mix, and the culture is really fun because like it sounds like this really wholesome thing where you're like going to a book ball. It's gonna be fantasy and books.
Oh wait, and that's another thing. Is it all like fantasy? Is it all fantasy, fantasy romance? Like
the vast majority, okay. Yes. Okay. I think just so many of the people that attend are like ACOTAR fans and super into that. So okay. A lot of the books are a little bit tailored that way.
Okay.
I did get one that I played Plinko. Is that what it is?
I have no idea.
Where you like drop a thing and it like falls. I did that for one of the author's like tables, and I won a free book and she gave me a couple choices. One of them was like golf, like a golf romance. And the other one, I think it's like small town romance.
Okay.
So they're not fantasy for those ones, but so I did actually get the small town romance one. But vast majority, kind of smutty fantasy for sure.
Okay. And so you were saying that it seems like it's going to be wholesome.
It does. It seems like it will be like this really wholesome thing where like
book nerds.
Yeah. Like, I mean, Comic-Con also has that kind of like, you know, sexual connotation thing with it. But I feel like Books, Gowns, and Crowns is a little amplified because everyone reads smut and everyone there knows that everyone reads smut. So it's a lot more out in the open.
Mm-hmm.
So even for like registration or the convention, people are dressed as like night court Feyre, like barely wearing anything.
Oh, like under the mountain Feyre?
Under the mountain Feyre.
Love it.
Like, you see stuff like that, or, you know, like, I haven't read it personally, but there's a lot of Zodiac Academy, people dressing up as Zodiac Academy characters, and that's like a lot of plaid skirts, like schoolgirl sort of outfits. And those aren't always the longest either, so there's a little bit of sexual connotation at, like, 9 in the morning, and it's great.
Oh, nice. Coffee, some Under the Mountain Feyre. For those of y'all who maybe haven't read ACOTAR yet, Under the Mountain Feyre is basically wearing nothing. She's wearing, like, a couple of pieces of fabric.
Yeah, you see a couple pasties every once in a while walking around, for sure.
It's, like, nipple coverage and just, like, crotch coverage, and then that's, like, basically it.
Yeah. Well, And I make it sound like everyone's dressed like that at registration. No, it's definitely not that. You'll just see a couple people cosplaying that way.
Which is so fun. I love that.
It's super fun. But then there's also the people who are just either like dressed kind of cottagecore or just really cute. And then there's also people dressed totally normal, like sweatpants, whatever. Uh-huh. People are there to like buy books. And so you'll actually see people carrying around like wagons and stuff in sweatpants ready to just like shop. I saw a haul this morning posted on Instagram, I think. Mm-hmm. Somebody bought like 150 books.
Holy shit.
At the event. And like, I don't know how they get that all home.
That's insane.
But somebody bought like 150 books. So people are there to buy. And it's, that's just like the convention side of things, but it's super fun.
Okay. And well, maybe that person lived in Florida and they just had to like walk them around the block or something.
That'd be kind of nice.
Oh my God. All right. So tell us like about like your day there. Like, let's go through like the, like your favorite day there. Like, what did that entail?
All of the days are super different. Mm-hmm. So it's really hard to pick a favorite.
Like, go through all of them.
The ball is, of course, my favorite. Uh-huh. Hands down, that's just so fun. But like,
is it like a ball? Like there's dancing and like food or like,
yeah. And like alcohol. And we had live music at this one, but, so the first one they had a string quartet and I really wish that they brought that back this time, but they didn't. So it's just kind of DJ music, a lot of like book talk songs that you hear all over TikTok sort of thing. And then they did have a live performance by, I don't know how to pronounce his last name, but his first name is Austin. Mm-hmm. He's a TikTok person as well. So they do have live music for at least a portion of it. But anyway, okay, so like,
yeah,
you get there and depending on how many days extra you give yourself, it obviously plays out differently, mm-hmm. but there is registration in the morning, and for this particular one, they changed it a little bit, so you do registration and you get early access into the convention, and so they don't have any of the panels that day or anything, but you can go buy things that authors might have, like special deals for like the first day or whatever.
Very cool.
So you do registration, you do the convention, and then the ball is that night. Mm-hmm. And so you go home, you get ready, and hopefully have made a couple friends at the convention, go back to the ball. And the ball is a different location than the convention. So the convention's at the fairgrounds this time, and the ball was at Armature Works in Tampa. And it was just like this really cool multi-purpose space. It was mm-hmm. cool. Right on the water, actually, but
beautiful.
So you go there, and yeah, they have a bunch of photo opportunities and food and drinks, and it's like a cash bar. They have like 360 photo like setups that you can go and like do those. We did one of those, and my crown flew off of my head because Mark like dipped me for the photo and it just went flying.
I hope that was in the picture.
Oh, it is. Just, like, it totally
that's amazing.
Is. Yeah, it's a video, so you see my crown.
Like, I love going it. Off.
It's pretty funny, actually. But and then it's kind of almost high school prom vibes, but uh-huh. like fun because you're all adults and you're all drunk.
I love it.
So
and dressed up as your favorite characters from your favorite books.
Yeah,
like what could be better than that?
So everyone's just like on the dance floor doing whatever kind of dancing they want. One of the major quotes of the evening was people were pussy popping too close to the sun because the next day they were so hungover.
That's an amazing quote.
Yeah. It was said repeatedly and it kind of became an anthem of the weekend.
Yeah. They should have put it on like a bookmark or something.
They might next year. We'll see. That'd be really funny. But yeah, so people were joking about that. After the ball, the next day was like, it was also the convention in the morning. Mm-hmm. And then we went to watch Twilight. It was a movie night. So uh-huh. everyone dressed in their pajamas and went and watched Twilight together. If you look on TikTok, there are some really lovely clips of people singing along with the music. And by lovely, I mean hilarious. I definitely recommend looking it up because they're like,
oh my God, I love it.
They're screeching in like the best way possible. Uh-huh. And it's so funny. And then the next day, so I should say, I got kind of like their highest tier.
Mm-hmm.
So if you buy a ticket, you don't always get to go to every single event unless you buy the highest tier.
Oh, okay.
So we bought the highest tier. So that means we also have like a meet and greet, kind of meet and mingle sort of thing, where the last day of the event, everyone gets together for a brunch and you're sitting at tables with different authors.
Mm-hmm.
And there were a couple other panels that day. And they do like a really fun raffle and stuff, trivia. But also, because you're sitting there with the authors, you get to really talk to them about their work and get to know them a little bit more.
Yeah, because you got to meet a lot of really cool people, right?
I did, yeah. I got to meet a lot of really cool authors, ones that I was like kind of nerdy about, honestly. Mm-hmm. And then...
But you fangirl out a little bit.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Elise Kova, I absolutely fangirled. Like, I went over and I was like, are you the author? Like, I don't even know why I asked that awkwardly, but I was like, are you the author? And she was like, yeah. And I was like, I love you.
Like, that is so cute.
She's just so cool. And like, her books, compared to a lot of what I read a lot of smut, but
mm-hmm.
her books are so sweet and wholesome, but also sexy. And I love it. They have a very different feel than a lot of the books that I read. And so when I was like, she's going to be there.
Oh my God.
I was so excited.
So I haven't read any of her books, but I have seen Deal with the Elf King everywhere. Mm-hmm. Like, it's definitely on my list for this year. But yeah, I mean, I can't even open Book Talk or, you know, like Instagram, Bookstagram right now without seeing it.
Yeah. Yeah, she's fantastic. One of my favorite authors from the first year was Devin Sinclair, and she wrote Point of No Return. It's a, like, Phantom of the Opera, Gargoyle, Why Choose Reverse Harem, whole thing. Fantastic. Very different than Elise Kova because it is straight smut.
Uh-huh.
But she's fantastic. I got to meet her the first year, and so I went over to her again this year and just was like, I still love you. You're still fantastic. I just wanted to say hi. She was great. And then also Allison Kimball.
Mm-hmm.
She wrote Strange Gods. And she's just such a nice person. She was on one of the panels. Well, I guess she wasn't on the panel. She was like the moderator for mm-hmm. one of the panels. And she is so freaking nice. She's just, I adore her so much. So definitely give a recommend for her book too. She's great. And she was both the first and second. I adore her.
That sounds amazing. And you met somebody else that was really cool this time too. Do you want to talk about Tamlin?
Yeah. So the first couple days that we were there, there's this person running around dressed as Tamlin, and he was emceeing a couple of the events. And I didn't know who he was at all. He was just like, he was really friendly, super nice guy, but he was dressed as Tamlin. And I kept thinking, like, this guy has not read all of the books. Like, if he's excited about being dressed as Tamlin, he's not read all the books yet. And I was kind of confused by that because he was just like being so like excited about that character.
Uh-huh.
And it didn't hit me until we were out at the bar with like him and a couple other people, and we're just talking, and he's like, oh my gosh, like, we should follow each other on Instagram. And I was mm-hmm. like, I'd love to, why not? Like I said, super nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
Followed him, and in his bio it says voice of Tamlin, and I was like, oh wait, sir, when you say that you are Tamlin, because I've heard you say that a couple times this weekend, you mean you are Tamlin? And he's like, oh, yeah. Yeah, you didn't know that? And I was like, no.
Yeah, like, I just thought you were very enthusiastic about the worst character in the book.
Yeah. And he's like, yeah, no, the graphic audio, like, version of A Court of Thorns and Roses and, you know, whatever, all of the other in the series, he's Tamlin. And I was just like, well, nice to actually understand what we're talking about now, because I had no clue what you meant by I'm Tamlin until right now.
Yeah.
But we ended up hanging out with him and his wife, who's also a voice actor. I guess not wife, sorry, fiance. They're both fantastic mm-hmm. people, though. They were so fun to talk to. And one of the last nights that we were there, we were all, like, hanging out, drinking at a swimming pool. And I was like, oh, my gosh, my friend loves A Court of Thorns and Roses.
So funny.
And he was like, oh, I have an idea. Give me your phone. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, and backstory, I, like, wake up in the morning and I get these texts from China that's like, I'm going to send you something. I need you to record your reaction to the message. And I was like, oh, okay, like, what is this? Like, what is she sending me? Like, I knew that she was there. Yeah, I knew that she was there, but I was like, what could it be? Like, does somebody have a really cool Resand outfit? Like, something. And then I opened it and just, like, died. It was so cool.
Do you want to play it?
Yeah, I do. I do want to play it because, like, it's the best.
Misty, Tamlin of the Spring Court extends an invitation for you and your family to come under my protection. Have a wonderful evening.
Like that. Have a wonderful evening was that the best was part.
100% him. I didn't ask him to do it. That. Like, I was just talking about you and how you do a podcast mm-hmm. and like how we both really like A Court of Thorns and Roses. Just whatever. And he's like, I have an idea.
No, it was brilliant.
It was so good. Like, I have listened to that repeatedly mm-hmm. and it's not even addressing me. I just think it's so funny. Like, he just whipped that out.
And yeah, and it's so good. Like, it sounds rehearsed. It's so good.
It's so good.
Like, he's so talented.
Like, he and I were literally just sitting in the swimming pool and he recorded that. Like,
oh my gosh, that's amazing. Yeah, and I should say that the next episode, we're actually having him on to talk about all things playing Tamlin, the graphic audio version of ACOTAR. So that's going to be really fun.
It's going to be so fun. I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, me too. I have so many questions for him. Like, what is it like to read that book and then be, like, really stoked on playing that character and then suddenly to get really bummed that you're playing that character?
Like, well, like,
I'm the hero, I'm not.
During the book ball, he'd be running around and people just started calling him Tamlin instead of Henry. Uh-huh. And so you'd hear people calling him Tamlin, but every once in a while, somebody would call him Tampon.
I was gonna ask that. And I was like, "Wait, was anybody calling him Tampon?"
Yeah, he would respond to that still. So, like, he knows his character well enough. Mm-hmm. But, like, people would be like, "Hey, Tampon," he'd be like, "Yeah." Like,
oh my god, I love it! I'm so excited to chat with him and, like, hear about all of that. That's such a wildly successful book. Like, to have your voice out there. Yeah. And that's crazy. Yeah, it was such a fun gift. It was like a very fun little coffee gift. I was like drinking my coffee, listening to that on repeat. And then we were talking about the podcast and I was like, oh my God, this is the best book morning ever. Like, sending it to my sister because my sister is the one who, like, she read ACOTAR years before me and was like, you have to read this book. And I was like, I don't want to read about Tinkerbell fucking, because, like, I 100% thought that that's what like fairy smut was, like, yeah, I like just
miniature
could,
people,
yeah, I could, like, only think of Tinkerbell, like, yeah, as a reference, and I was just like, no. Turns
honestly,
out not.
I was picturing, like, Ferngully.
Oh, Ferngully. Yes,
that's what I was picturing before I read it, and then I read it and I was like, oh no, this is vastly different.
Yes, vastly different. But, like, oh my god, yeah, I forgot about Ferngully, or that my brain probably would have went there, like, yeah. You're like, no, Betty wants Ferngully smut.
No. I mean, I bet there's somebody out there. I don't think I'm that person, but I wouldn't be surprised.
Somebody might be, yeah. So, idea for any authors out there right now, scouting material.
Speaking of that, though, not Ferngully smut, though. Now I'm going to write that. one of the authors that I met this year, she wrote a different book. It's a sapphic version of The Great Gatsby.
Oh,
I haven't read it yet. Her name is Sarah Zane, though, and she wrote a book based off of chapter one of Books, Gowns, and Crowns, and I bought that. I haven't read it yet, but it's based off of the first ball. She made it into a whole book. I bought that this time around, and I'm really excited to read it, too.
Wow, so, that's crazy. So, wow, she wrote that fast, because it was so based fast. On just, like, last year.
Yeah, well, it wasn't even a full year ago.
A book ball fantasy adventure.
Also, you want to see one of my favorite covers from this entire event?
Very exciting. Yes. I'm in love with Mothman. Oh, that is a beautiful cover.
Isn't it so cute?
Yeah, it's so fun.
It's just like a giant Mothman. I love it.
I love that you just came home with like a massive book haul.
Yeah.
Like, this is fantastic.
Well, and they're all signed. Like for I'm in Love with the Mothman, she drew like this cute little picture of a Mothman in it.
I love it.
Like they're all signed and you get like free stickers and stuff. It's fantastic.
That's so cute.
It's such a fun time.
Yeah. For book lovers, like what's better than that? What is something that surprised you about the ball? Is there anything that you were surprised by or something that was like unexpected?
So, especially with the first ball, because we were going somewhere that we didn't know anyone, mm-hmm. I had a little bit of interactions with people online, but I didn't have like a ton of those even. Mm-hmm. I wasn't sure that we were going to make friends. And like, I don't know if it's just because everyone there has the same interests or what, but the ease of friendships there is incredible. You sit down for like 5 seconds to talk to somebody and you are like lifetime friends. So I would say like talking book tropes, definitely found family. I heard that repeatedly this weekend too. I have friends from the first ball that came to this one that like we stayed in contact mm-hmm. since the last one, like better than I have with people who like live near me even. We message each other at least once a week. We started a book club together. Like we have actual proper like legitimate friendships. And it's so fun because going to the first one, didn't know anyone. Going to the second one, I could text somebody and be like, hey, I'm here. And like seconds later, literally one of the people that helped with the first and second ball, her name's Bethany. She's so sweet. I texted her and I was like, hey, are you like at, you know, the registration event? And like seconds later, she was sprinting and gave me like the biggest hug ever. So just like so many kind people that are so accepting and so weird and so great. I love it. For example, with the first ball, we ended up going to a lot of like goth bars.
Uh-huh.
That was kind of our thing. We would go to... We did like the Coffin Club and we did Raven's Manor, and both of those were really fun to do. And like just really enjoyed being at a goth bar. Never really been to one before. Loved it. So mm-hmm. we made that kind of a habit of doing it, and we went to one in Tampa called The Castle.
Mm-hmm.
And I think going in there by myself, I would have been afraid, honestly, which sounds so dramatic. I know it sounds dramatic. But there were people literally getting whipped in the corner. And, like, I don't know how I would feel about that usually.
Mm-hmm.
But we went in there with, like, our big group of friends that, like, we know and some we just met. And just a huge group of people danced like crazy, requested all kinds of fun music. Like, Mark requested a couple, like, German goth songs that were really fun to dance to.
Oh, that's cool.
And then towards the end of the night, everyone's, like, drunk and we've been dancing for hours and we're all in our formal garb from the ball, like mm-hmm. we're still in our ball gowns, and towards the end of the night multiple people got up on stage to get whipped. And it's like throughout the rest of the event, like people are, you know, legitimately getting whipped on stage. Weird but fun, and we accept that and everyone's accepting.
Uh-huh.
My partner and I may or may not have participated in that, but throughout the rest of the weekend,
amazing.
You'd be talking to somebody and they'd be like, oh, how's your back? And like everyone would be comparing like how the welts on their back were healing.
Oh my God. That's
throughout
hilarious.
The weekend. And it was just like, everyone's so accepting. Like that was yeah. fine. Everyone was great with that.
Just having the best time.
Yeah. Very rare for you to run in. Well, you know, I was going to say very rare for you to run into somebody that's mean, but like, I didn't run into anyone that was mean, which is also crazy because there are so many people there
yeah.
that you would think that you would at least have like one or two negative interactions, but I legitimately didn't.
So are you guys planning on going next year then?
We definitely want to. There are a couple things next year that we might not be able to make it because mm-hmm. of, but if we can, we will be there.
Amazing. And that one's in Seattle.
Yes.
Like you said, in the fall.
Yep.
Which would be so much fun.
Also, I run a book club for Books, Gowns, and Crowns.
Oh, yeah.
So
talk about that.
If you want to be part of that, or if you, like, even if you don't want to go to the book ball, but you just want to be introduced to, like, a lot of indie author books, that's all it is a bunch of indie authors, mostly fantasy romance. the occasional sports romance and stuff like that, but all books by indie authors. And we just, sometimes it dies down, sometimes it picks up, usually picks up a little bit closer to the ball itself, mm-hmm. but we'll try and read at least 2 books a month together.
That's so amazing.
It's really fun.
And then do you just do like Zoom chats or?
In an app that mm-hmm. we can all chat with each other and have conversations mm-hmm. that way. But then after we finish the book, we all get together and do like a Zoom meeting. I do cosplay. I don't post a lot about that, uh-huh. but I do cosplay and I love it. And I would love to do more commissions and stuff. I think that'd be so fun. Mm-hmm. But I do that. I am currently writing a book.
I know. It's going to be so fun.
I finished my first draft, so I'm hoping to finish the actual book eventually. Yeah. We'll see.
You will. It's going to be amazing.
And then my main thing that I do on TikTok is art. And mm-hmm. I do a lot of like romantic art where people are kissing or, you know, just kind of nearness, I guess. Is an overall theme, and like human bodies as well. I do a lot of body positivity in my mm-hmm. paintings. So that's mainly what I do on TikTok, but also I'm auditioning to do like voice acting.
So that's gonna be so cool.
We'll see if I get anything. That'd be
fun.
Wow.
When did you get interested in that? Like for a while recently?
Voice acting? Uh-huh. I've been auditioning for a minute now. I haven't gotten anything yet.
It sounds so hard, but I'm sure that you will.
I think the main part of it uh-huh. is like, the quality of the recordings that I do really aren't where they should be.
Okay.
So I'm needing to learn how to do that. And I know for a fact that Henry, actually next time we'll talk about like his, uh-huh. his techniques for that. And he talked to me a little bit about it. I think it could be fun.
It could be really fun. Yeah, no, it'd be really fun.
I just want to live for reading. That's all I want to do.
You're on your way. You're halfway there.
The effort is there. Mm-hmm. The actual payoff is not yet.
That's where I'm at. That's where we're all at in the Bookstagram realm,
yep.
Book Talk realm.
For the book club, though, it's actually just on an app that's called Book Clubs.
Okay. And oh, yeah, I've used that before.
Yeah, I love it. It's super handy. It's Books, Gowns, and Crowns Book Club. I don't actually remember if I have it set to public or not, though. So I'll check that after we're done mm-hmm. and hopefully set it to public. If not, then you can just message me on Instagram or TikTok.
So much fun. Thank you, China, for coming on today. And
thank you.
Yay.
And I'll talk to you next time with Henry.
Yes. And folks, pay attention to that. Folks, look out for our next episode where Henry Kramer will be here, aka the voice of Tamlin. I cannot do him justice. The voice of Tamlin.
I don't know how he does it. He gets really deep.
Really deep.
It's pretty impressive.
It is very impressive.
He said that it's his natural voice.
Really? That's amazing. Okay. The voice of Tamlin that neither of us can do. And yeah. Remember, you're going to be great. Do, 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 do. I have to pee so bad.
Thanks for listening to You're Gonna Be Great. You can always find episode notes and the transcript on the website You're Gonna Be Great. Follow us on Instagram at You're Gonna Be Great to see what's next. And if you like what you hear, don't forget to share it with your friends or take a moment to leave a review. Thanks so much. See you next week. And remember, you're gonna be great.